WeatherBrains 101 with Professor Peters.
Sometimes I hear someone say, it's just too cold to snow. But is that ever true? The ingredients necessary for snow include a temperature profile that allows snow to reach the surface, saturated air to produce precipitation, and enough lifting of that saturated air to allow snow to develop and fall to the surface. So in reality, the Earth's troposphere is never too cold to snow, but rather it could be too stable to snow. Stability may be present due to low-level cold air advection, a lack of upper-level divergence, and/or a lack of low-level convergence. Also, should dynamic lifting occur, it may not produce precipitation that reaches the surface due to low relative humidity values in the lower troposphere. The phrase, it is too cold to snow, may have originated as a misapplication of the relationship between temperature and the maximum amount of water vapor that can be in the air. When temperature decreases, the maximum capacity of water vapor that can be in the air decreases. Therefore, the colder it gets, the less water vapor there will be in the air. But even at very cold surface temperatures, significant snowfall can occur because intense lifting can produce significant precipitation even at very low temperature. Temperatures aloft can be much warmer than the temperature at the surface, allowing the formation of snow. And moisture advection can occur to bring a renewed supply of moisture into a region where lifting is occurring. Even at very cold temperatures, the air always has a capacity to hold some water vapor. Now, if the air were truly frigid with extreme temperatures, like minus 40 degrees centigrade and below, then the moisture capacity of the air will be so low that not much snow could occur. But only at these extremely low temperatures does the phrase, it is too cold to snow, become true. Well, with all these cold topics lately, you're probably too cold to ask any questions. But if you have a weather topic you'd like to know about, send them to question@weatherbrains.com.